You do not know what God is making while you are aching. That is the message of the day. That is the reflection of the day. Powerful. Very powerful. I was talking to my son this morning. I feel so blessed. And I just, you know, I like sharing my blessings with you. I like sharing my pain with you. And my son and I were working out really early this morning. And we were having the conversation when we finished of, you know, there's a lot that my son is going through. A lot. And I'm aching for him. And as a mother, it's very difficult not to ache. When your children are aching, you're aching. And I have my own aching pains right now. I am, you know, there's pain. You definitely see me because I live this hope. I have practiced and practiced this saying. I believe, and when you believe, wow, when you believe, you are creating hope. It's like you're practicing hope and you're building that muscle of hope. And I feel very blessed as I get to experience life in full of hope. But it doesn't mean that I don't, you know, that I don't have pain. I have pain. Even this morning, you know, just listening to my son, all of the aching that he's going through. But one of the habits that I've created, and my son actually has been working on his spiritual connection, and he shares his meetings with God. He has meetings with God as he walks and records them. And he has coffee dates with God, and he writes down. I see him building that muscle of faith, and how that faith brings you hope. Because when we don't believe in anything, wow, there's such a void. Life is empty when you don't believe. It doesn't matter if you don't believe in God, but believe in something spiritually. Believe in nature, believe in the universe. Something that's going to bring you hope, because that is the reason why there's so many hopeless lives and souls out there. And it makes me emotional thinking about it, because I know there's a lot of pain in the world. I go through my pain like everyone, but the difference is, and I wouldn't say bad, but end the difference is, because bad is a negative connotation. I don't like that word. I practice every day. And this was one of those mornings where, you know, I go in and I start listening to this pastor give a sermon. And in the sermon, he's talking about, ironically, how, you know, while you're aching, God is making a future for you, and how the aching leads to growth. And if you look at your life, and I definitely can attest to that, you look at your life, and if you have developed a hope, you will see little by little how that pain led to one of the most incredible, you know, success in your life, or the incredible changes in your life. The aching, it's got making a future for you. And this exercise in the mornings of feeding my spiritual pillar, it's key. There is, you see, it doesn't cost anything to do that. Like, you go on YouTube and you find, you know, pastors that are, you know, sending messages, and just pick, and you'll be surprised how many times the message that they're preaching is the message that you've been waiting for. It's the message that you actually needed. So today I am sharing this with you. I'm in pain. I'm aching because my son is aching, and I have my own issues in life. I wanted to share this because I know that many of you that are listening are aching. And I want you to think of this message. You know, you do not know what God is making while you're aching. Build the muscle of hope little by little, and life will become less of a burden. You'll be able to have more peace in your life. So let's reflect, reset, and reconnect together.